entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your normally Tuesday night miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Yes, we realized that we bought a domain that could be spelled two ways, so we bought them both. Thank you for tuning in. It's a very special Thursday night. Oops, we're sorry. We have our reasons. At least I have my reasons. But we didn't do a show on Tuesday, so this is a makeup show, and a very special one indeed. For with me, as always, a guy named Steve. Steven, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Awesome.
Oh, really? I'm not even gonna pretend I want to fade that out. Steven, awesome? What's so goddamn awesome about this evening?
Nothing in particular, but I'm another year older.
Wow. Well, congratulations, Steve. How old is that now? How old are you?
I am 33 years of age.
Let's see. 33
not years young.
How, oh shit, you're as old as Jesus. That's what that is. See, I thought 32, but no, apparently 33.
Yeah.
And thank you, Google, by the way. All I had to type in was Jesus Christ age, and now I just seem like I'm pulling that out of my brain. Hey, by the way, 33? You're as old as Christ. How's that feel, Steve? That nobody's gonna wanna fucking crucify you. Because you...
I don't know about that.
You think people want to crucify you, Steve?
I'm sure there's someone out there.
What, Red Stripe for fucking switching brands and shutting down their business?
Yeah. No, I didn't shut it down. I've fallen out of love with Red Stripe. What can I say?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like the hooray beer. I don't like the guy that has to wear a tuxedo and a sash. I don't like the... It's just shitty beer that they
on a tropical island.
Yeah, yeah. Let me bring you to a tropical island, but first go to a dank fucking bodega or liquor store that's with fucking rickety flickering fluorescent lights with a person who hates their job that's going to ring you up, and then go back out to your fucking dimly lit parking lot and into your car that smells like a fucking dog's ass. And then go home and be whisked away to the tropics with your fucking beer you spent $8 on. I'm sorry, but it just doesn't work. So I'm glad you switched brands, Steve. Happy birthday, by the way.
Word.
33. What did you do today? Did you do anything special for your birthday?
Everybody kept asking me that. What are you doing today?
Isn't that the thing? That's the thing.
What kind of crazy thing are you going to get into tonight? You going to the bar? I'm like, no. You don't go to the bar when you're 33. You only do that like once you're like from like 21 or actually 18, if you know the right bars to go to. Until about, I'd say, 25. And then you start again if you haven't gotten married and had kids when you're about 39. But that middle area, you don't go to bars.
So 25 to 39, you have to keep it respectable?
Yeah, I mean, really, what are you doing with your life if you're out at bars every night? I know people like that. Like, there's a couple bars in my town. There's actually one right down the street from my house. And these people go there every night. How can you be at the bar every goddamn night?
You know what the people at bars are saying? How could you stay in your house every goddamn night? Come on, Steve.
I don't know.
I don't go to the bar every night. By the way, I don't subscribe to a lifestyle any longer of going to a bar every night. I don't think it's good. You know, once a week would be nice. I can't do it anymore. I'm just out of it. I drink when I get an opportunity, when it's socially acceptable for me to bring my own beverages. I bring extra so people can have a few, and I can have a lot more than them. I do that. But the thing is, we are of an age at this point of perceived responsibility, even if we have none. 30, uh-huh. 33, you start getting that three in front. It's like, you're not reckless anymore. What are you doing?
Yeah.
So I wonder, like, the people that when we were 20 and they had the fucking mini golf mini golf hole sized fucking earrings in their lobes, you know, you could putt into their fucking earlobes.
Yeah.
Like when they hit 30, they're going to have to either have corrective ear surgery or just really commit to that they're that forever.
Yeah, right? there's no middle ground to having, you know, like enlarged ears or like, you know, a plate in your lip like some people do.
Well, I mean, I guess what I'm saying is, like, you feel like you have to be something more than just careless and just ignoring that the future is going to be the present very soon. You have to, and it just sucks. I don't know. We're at a very odd point where a lot of us, I think, at this age are in denial. Don't you think? Don't you think there's a lot of people in our age bracket that haven't quite figured out that companies don't give a fuck what we think about products? They don't give a shit if we like the music that they play on the radio. They don't give a fuck if we are interested in their advertisements. We're not in anybody's demo, really. I mean, at this point, we're slowly slipping away from having a fucking preference that matters. We're going to just be cast off into a demographic.
It's like a lost demographic. Like I'd say mid-30s, early 30s. But once you hit 40, you start getting back into like demographics.
Yeah, but it's for the shitty stuff, Steve. It's like for the fucking the hair in a can shit.
Just for men.
It's the baldness pill. It's the fucking the dick pills. Although I think they market those to older people, but small dicked young people are fucking desperate and they'll try anything. When that fucking father of four goes on a diving board with a smile just fucking painted on his face, I bet there's some thin dicked 22-year-old who's like, maybe Christ. I'll try that. I should probably try that. Look how happy he is.
That's a disturbing commercial.
He's 40 and he's smiling. It's gotta work. Fucking idiots. Absolute idiots. Just taking anything because they hope their fucking dick gets bigger. What's how fucking worse? Desperate is that? How sad!
Are the Trojan commercials for the vibrator that they sell at like CVS?
Yeah, that's...
And they have like...
That's kind of...
It's the girls with their husbands, and the husbands are like, oh yeah, it's
great. I don't know. You know. They never really say that like anything definitively. They're like, oh, the woman is very explicit. Like, this has changed what we do in the bedroom. And then like, and then the husband's just like, makes some fucking face, just purses up his lips and shakes his head. I think the guy who would have that reaction to like, hey, how has this rubber dick affected your sex life? If you make that twisted up face and go, you're definitely taking that shit deep. You're taking it deep, so it's hitting last night's fucking dinner. Awful. Absolutely goddamn awful. I don't know, Steve. You're 33 now. What do you
33.
Like? What do you like? What do you think matters to you? What's a product that you purchased recently? I'm curious.
Video games.
See, you're in between. You're in the estuary. Like, by the way, speaking of dick pills, we have a friend of ours in the Heroes Talk chat room is saying that this is Casey, and she said she had a long conversation about the big dick myth with Solera. And they both agreed that if you're over 6, they are not interested. Okay. There you go. There you go. So take that to the bank, you thin pencil-dicked people. Take solace in the fact that there are two women out there that want no part of anybody that
good-looking
is
good-looking women.
Yeah, absolutely. They don't want to be all tore up. Like, by the way, every rap song now, every, like, I listen to Hip Hop Nation because I guess I just ran out of whiteness. I don't know. I ran out. I wanted to listen to rap one day, and they happened to have a song I liked by Busta Rhymes, and I just never changed the station. So now I leave that on. And every third song has some reference to, like physically assaulting vagina. I think one of the songs actually has a hook, Steve. I don't know if you've ever heard this one, where it's just the guy saying, "I beat the pussy up," like 1,000 times.
My God.
He says, "I beat the pussy up." And he's not talking about a weak male. He's definitely talking about a vagina.
That's awful. Like, see, that's why I DJ assault. Like, I don't know. Like, content of hip-hop and rap has just gone progressively, like, downhill. Except for, like, one or two people. I mean, I'd say Eminem has had the best content of his rap in recent years. There's no one that can really compare recently to Eminem.
Do you want to hear a little bit of this?
No.
No, you're too bad.
No. Okay.
Steve, he beats the pussy up. Here it is. Let's see how long it takes to get into it, though. Probably takes a while. It's a nice beat. I like this beat.
I beat the pussy up.
Oh, it's actually the first word.
First words.
Hey, Mom, I made it. I finally got a record deal. Here it is on the radio. That's my boy. Oh, he beats that pussy. Oh, he be beating that pussy all day. Some fucking Mother Winslow-looking woman with a church crown just bragging about her son. And his fucking song where he fucking beats the pussy up.
Just... Now, you know what? You are right. It has a good beat. Now, what do you think the guy that made the beat, and he's like in his basement like doing beats and stuff, and he's like, oh, this sounds good, this sounds good.
Yeah.
You know, he gets it, sells it, doesn't know what the lyrics are going to be, and then he finally hears it, and he's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, oh, the you mean like the producer. He would probably be like, oh, my, so I sold a beat, and it's going to be... huge. It's actually going to be on this guy, I don't know, Loverance. His name is Loverance. I don't know how to say it, but he's going to be fucking huge. He's going to get major spins. I'll let you know when it comes on. Oh, I'm so proud of you. I knew you had talent. Like, his mom would fucking build him up. And he'd be like, hey, Mom, look, my beat is on the air right now. Oh, my God. I made this. This is the best. Oh, you got to get every... What? What? What did he say? Tell grandma to turn it off. Just tell her hit 004 for the 40s. Just don't tell anybody I said... Shit. Like, that's just one of those things you can't be proud of, can you? I mean, I would. If I was the guy who made the beat behind I Beat the Pussy Up, I'd be happy. But what I like to imagine is the environment that would inspire someone to write "I beat the pussy up," like somebody just toiling in a gym with a fucking heavy bag. It's got that's shaped like a fucking vagina.
Oh my God.
Occasionally, his hand slips in if he misses his fucking left or right hook. With a fucking the speed bag is right at the top. I don't know. It's just absolutely hideous. I hate it. Rap has just gotten so fucking terrible, and people. Yeah, I guess they just want to brag about how easy it is to tear that ass up.
But it wasn't even like that. Like there was like a political message back in the day. Like when rap first
what,
started.
When Chuck D was rapping.
Yeah, Chuck
and he
D,
had a
guy, Public Enemy,
and him and his crew wore fucking those fake silk jackets from the sports team, the satin jackets.
That's still not as bad as that song.
You know what? Yeah, I'll take that any day.
You could take the worst.
When it was
rap,
yeah, that
like
was a good time when it was required
90s.
When it was required for one of your boys to have a fucking a ghetto blaster on his shoulder, inches away from his fucking eardrum. Like I'm never gonna be 40, so fuck it. Let me just blast the shit out of my fucking head. Let me pump this into my fucking brain and into your brain through mine.
Fuck headphones. I'm the headphone.
That's right. He is the headphone. Steve, you had a great birthday, so that's wonderful. Unfortunately, I didn't get to partake in any of your festivities of, I don't know, opening various bags of snacks and and relaxing.
No,
I would
no
assume,
snacks.
Hold on, no bagged snacks, boxed, perhaps?
Nope, no snacks. I got a,
no candy cakes?
I got one actual present, and it was a Mariano Rivera t-shirt.
Very good.
Yankees. That's it.
Ninth That's wonder. It. The ninth wonder of the world. Very good. When is he going to retire, for Christ's sakes?
Probably next year.
You think so?
Back. Well, he's injured like this whole year. He tore his ACL, and he's probably he might not even ever come back.
Well,
last number 42 left in baseball.
It's true.
That's it.
Zutasu in the Heroes Talk chat room, Steve, has a question for you. He's asking, did you beat the pussy up for your birthday?
No, I treat cats very kindly.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, it seems like you wouldn't get any repeat business if you just... You finally convinced this young lady to be with you, and then you just started fucking hammering and bruising her fucking genitals.
Yeah, that's
making it look like chopped meat.
I'm pretty sure those people go to jail.
What people? Rappers?
No, people that mutilate genitalia of other people.
The entire continent of Africa is going to jail, according to Steve the Leopard. Well, Steve, I had a rough day today.
What was rough about it?
I had to work from home.
Sounds rough.
It does sound rough, right? It doesn't. I mean, the thing is, if you've never worked from home, you think it's the greatest thing in the world. You have a commute normally. You drive to wherever you have to go. You work. You have to deal with people. People ask you questions. You gotta fucking listen to and ignore water cooler banter. And all this, I'm getting rid of the condo. No way. Are you really? Yeah, I'm getting rid of the condo. Gives a shit. You have to put up all that stuff. So you hear like, wait, I can work from home. Wow, that's a good idea. I could probably get a lot done. No one bothers me. Just stay home. There are people that do this every day. People that have jobs where they're telecommuting, and they do it every day. It seems like it's an amazing thing. You wake up, you roll out, you got your fucking shitty underwear on, you're not showering, you don't give a shit. And you go down, you sit, you do some work, boom, you have lunch, you're done, and it seems like a great thing. And I did it today, Steve. And it's a fucking nightmare.
It's a
fucking nightmare. It's endless. I'll work in my office for fucking 12 hours straight, and it doesn't seem as long as 8 hours did today in my fucking house.
I mean, I've done on call, and being on call is awful working from home. Because you think you're going to be comfortable, but you never are able to get comfortable because you realize you are working. And it totally takes away the sanctity of your house, and it's like you can't even be comfortable in your own home.
Yeah, I woke up today pretty early, and I decided I'm going to get a jump on the day. I just have to put my time in, do my work, and then I'll be done. It'll be easy. And you know what? We'll shave some time off. Whatever I slept in, fuck it. I'll just go and get going. And let me tell you, I was not clean. In the morning, I fucking smelled so fucking bad. I rolled out of bed, went to my laptop in the kitchen, just sat at a kitchen table, and fucking 9 hours later, I stunk. My shirt was sweat through. Steve, I was programming. I was sitting in a chair in a fucking fixed position, and I sweat through my shirt, and it looked like I'd been on the fucking treadmill at the steepest incline at a solid 6.5. For several hours. Gross. Just fucking sweat and grease and fucking butt mung. all the other grime that you don't normally accumulate because you bathe. So, like, this whole thing, I was being excited. I'm like, oh, today I don't have to shower. I don't have to fucking get ready. So, fuck it. I'll just wallow in my filth and just trudge through this work. And I had a fucking miserable amount of filth that I had to scrub off of myself. It was absolutely fucking terrible. And what was worse is I'm in my house and I have every possible distraction around me. My TV.
Your
this
dog.
Computer that I'm on here. My fucking dog, which has to shit and piss. My TV, my Xbox. All the things that I want to do that run through my head while I'm at work in between trying to figure things out. Like, okay, let's figure out this problem, Xbox. Let's figure out this porno. Let's figure out this thing. Oh, snacks. You know, Xbox, porno, and snacks on fucking loop in between trying to figure out shit at work. And now here I am in my house where I have all of these things and where I normally engage in and enjoy these things. I'm in the place where I can fucking do it. At work, I'm far from it, so I can put the thought out of my mind. Here I'm working from home. It was a fucking difficult thing to do. Really difficult. And I hated it because now that I'm done with work, I feel like this, and this is a very maybe white and inexperienced thing to say, but that has to be what house arrest feels like. I put my time in. I mean, granted, house arrest is far more more of a stringent and lengthy sentence, but you put your time in, and then when it's back to being your time, you're still in the same fucking place. I left to go to the eye doctor, and it was a fucking treat. I left to have a guy shine a fucking flashlight into my goddamn eyeball and look at my retina and shit and my lattice degeneration, which is another fucking thing. I have by the way, as a tangent, I have what is called lattice degeneration.
Not macular, but lattice?
Lattice degeneration. They
never heard of that.
It's the type of thing where you get a fucking pamphlet that has an elderly person on it. Like, they don't – like, sometimes you'll get, like, when you're a kid, you go to the dentist, and, like, maybe you're not brushing right or you have to get a root canal or something. They'll give you the pamphlet about the procedure, and it has people of all ages. They have kids who in the picture of a bike that's all fucked up, and they have, a little hurt lines pointing at their teeth. And a curb with fucking joy and blood on it. And then they have an older person with a fucking ice pack tied around their face. And that's the root canal pamphlet. But the lattice degeneration pamphlet is much more depressing. It's about 2 pages, and everybody has some kind of walking apparatus. There's some old bitch with a walker. And not even just the 2 wheels. There's fucking 4 wheels and a handbrake. There's the guy who's like looks like he could drive except his glasses have forced him to just stay on the couch. It's really depressing. Apparently, it's just the way it is. And if
nothing you can do,
I've had it for years. I've had it for fucking years, and they have just told me that if you start seeing more floaters or like a lot of floaters, let us know. Oh, okay. Because I was just going to hold it in. I wasn't going to go visit the eye doctor if I started seeing a lot of new floaters. If I started seeing what they said was a flurry of black dots, or you lose your side vision. If you lose your side vision or you see a flurry of black dots, let us know. Okay. Okay. I remember I was talking about floaters a long time ago, and I think I freaked Veal Chop out. Maybe because I think he noticed he had one at one point, and he just became obsessed with it. So for those of you who have floaters and you don't really know about them, I've had them since I was a kid, and my eyes are essentially shit. But it's not really bad to have floaters because all it is, your eye is made of vitreous jelly. So it's like some kind of viscous jelly. That is just your eyeball is hollow and filled with this shit. And as you get older, it pulls away from the back and loses its moisture and gets more and it gets smaller and harder, and little pieces of it kind of little as it pulls away, little crisp edges form. And the images that you see, the light you take in through your eye refracts from those edges. And that's what the fuck a floater is. It's the edges as your fucking eye jelly pulls away from the back of it. Well, mine has pulled away from the back of it. And the back looks like the top of a beautiful cherry pie. Lattice. Fucking. It's starting to score itself. And it could tear. And what they'll do, this is, he said, your eye could tear. And I'm like, that is horrifying.
So that like the back of your eye would just have like a lesion in it or something?
No, it would fucking like, you know, like when you have an old station wagon and the fucking headliner, just like it looks like a billowy,
yeah,
fucking balloon of loose fabric. Well, that's what would happen, except it would be billowy like that with a torn end. And it just droop out in your fucking eye, and you wouldn't see in that part of the eye anymore because your eye is like the projector screen, the back of it, that I now have some lattice degeneration on. And so I'm like, well, that sounds really terrible that you said the thing that makes me see would just tear and I wouldn't see there. He goes, yeah, but we just zap it with a laser and you're good. Like, oh, do you want to do that now? I mean, can you score it up? Nice. Can we get a union guy in there with some fucking clear shit? I don't know. Can you get more clear shit in there? I don't know. What can we
do? Rat it up.
Nah, nothing you can do. And I'm like, there's nothing you can do? What about the floaters? Nope, nothing you can do. Well, I heard you could take some vitamins and shit. Nope, nothing you can do.
You know what? I actually researched, because I have very minimal floaters. Like if I look like up in the sky on a bright day and look back and forth, I can see them.
Yeah.
But, like, normally, like, looking in everyday life, I don't see floaters. I just, I need to be looking at, like, a white screen or something, look left and right, and then I'll see them move. So I looked it up one day, and they said, actually, you can get ultrasound, like they use to break up kidney stones. And they were researching a way to do it for the floaters. But, like you said,
Steve, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I've become obsessed with believing that there is a cure for floaters.
Yeah.
And I originally saw, oh, just minerals, take pills, these will heal your floaters. It's a multivitamin. No, bullshit. Oh, look at this. Holy shit, this doctor thinks he can cure them with lasers. That sounds like bullshit. Is that bullshit? Yes, that's absolute bullshit. Go on YouTube. There's a guy that's playing fucking Missile Command with a fucking laser and floaters in some fucking dude's eye. I'm telling you. They have the camera on mounted on the fucking laser, and he is just fucking zeroing in on floaters and blasting them to fucking pieces. It's amazing. So you'll see the dude's eye, be like, okay, just look to the right, look to the left. Okay, well, hold on. Hold it right there. Hold it right there. Okay, hold it right there. Okay. And the laser, kind of like when it's aiming, you see that it goes on like, it goes, and it like
missile lock
on, and it like you see it land, like the light, the pre-light is hitting the thing that it's going to hit when you fire it. And when he sees that the pre-laser light is on the spot that the fucking floater's on, he blasts it and it blows up into smaller floaters, and he just keeps blasting them until they're tiny and nothing.
Like asteroids.
Yeah. Except for the fact that if he misses, he blasts a laser into the back of your eye, which apparently is how you fix a broken eye. I don't know. It seems safe to me. I don't know that. I'm kind of frightened. I don't think I would do it. I don't think I would do it. But it's, by the way, look this shit up. Look up floater laser eye treatment on whatever the fuck it is on YouTube. It's fucking insane. I it's one of those things where it's like, holy shit, that's fucking amazing, and I suffer from this problem, so it's great that someone can cure it. There's no fucking way I'm letting this asshole blast my fucking eyeballs. If I have a bad day, I put it like a bug into some new code that I write. I can fix it later. Oh shit, I wasn't thinking. I didn't clear a variable. Oops. Oh, I didn't account for this particular branch in the logic. Oops. No, this guy has it out with his fucking wife because he left a spaghetti bowl on the counter and didn't put it in the sink. And he hears a fucking ration of shit, comes into the office and has a little bit of a sticky residue on his laser trigger finger. And then the next thing you know, your left eye is dim forever because he was having a fucking off day. And you already signed that waiver because this is experimental shit.
Yep.
So don't fucking do it, but watch it on YouTube. Watch the crazy motherfuckers who've signed on for this. By the way, the people who signed on for this, they have like milk dud sized floaters. Like I've never seen anything. Like I have what I thought was a pretty big floater, and you see this shit. It's a holy shit. That is like a. It looks like somebody came in this dude's eye. It looks like a fucking wad of cum floating in the guy's eyeball. It's absolutely fucking hideous. So yeah, that was my escape. Someone telling me that I might go blind, and it's to be expected. But it's easy to fix, and he to find this out and say and at the end, by the way, after all that shit, we talked back and forth about, you know, oh, you gotta let your eyes rest, blah blah blah. At the end, he's like, well, the eyes look good, so we'll see you in about 6 months.
The eyes look good.
So I'm sitting there, I'm like, well, the eyes look good. I mean, I'm thinking to myself, this guy just told me that I have this fucking like dry rotted eye. Like if I look left too fast, maybe it'll fucking fall apart, fall in on itself. The eyes look good. I didn't ask him to like clarify that. I just kind of accepted it just to get by. But I'll tell you this, if I see any new floaters or a flurry of blackness impeding my field of view, I will let him know. I'll keep him in the loop on that one.
Yeah, but look up the ultrasound. I heard that's the newest thing for floaters.
The ultrasound.
Yeah, like they used to break up kidney stones so you can pass them more easily. But they have it. It doesn't get rid of the floaters. It's like you said, it basically just reduces them in size. You have the same amount of floater, you know, material, but it's broken up more and you can see better because you don't have one big black splotch. You have multiple small little black splotches.
I have long stringy floaters. I have a floater that looks like the western edge of New Jersey, like by the Delaware River. You know, how New Jersey kind of looks like a peanut or like the profile of a fat man.
Yeah, kind of. Definitely a fat man with no legs and a little spinal cord hanging out of the bottom.
Yeah, like a fat kid in a onesie, kind of
the top hat.
Looks. Well, the face then, the face and the belly. That's how it fucking looks.
Yeah.
And at one point, when I first saw it as a kid, I thought like I burned my eye out.
Oh,
I thought like I don't know. I thought that I had stared at something too long, or like, you know, when you look at the sun, the little circle stays there for a while, and then it kind of
purple dot.
Yeah, and then your vision comes back. Well, I thought I stared at, I don't know, a fucking toaster or something really bright and zigzaggy, but no, it was just my eyes being, you know, not good enough to make 6 years. The warranty on my eye is absolutely shitty, apparently. A lot of human eyes last 50 years. Perfect. 50 years. No, I got the shitty one. I had the one the Chinese worker fucking coughed when he made mine. Like when people say, oh, dude, Macs are fucking shitty. Dells are shitty. Don't ever buy a Dell. No. A lot of Dells and a lot of Macs are great and they're constructed well. You just got the one where the Chinese worker fucking had the hiccups and fucking got a case of the droppy hands.
You got the dropsies?
He had dropsy fingers, and when he tried to insert your RAM, it just actually became part of his finger, and you were missing the chip. Dropsy, by the way, very frightening. Very frightening. Check out our last episode, our previous episode, if you were curious as to what dropsy is. DJNewStyleShow.com. Subscribe. Go ahead. Encourage others to do so. Steven.
Yes.
Did you have anything for today? Because I don't want to just keep rolling along with my bullshit. If you had something you'd like to cover.
Well, getting back to it being my birthday.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But one thing that's kind of nice is that it's also Google's birthday.
Is that nice?
Well, every time I log into Google on my birthday, there's birthday cake there. So it's kind of like, oh, yeah, oh, well, it's Google's birthday, but yeah, you got birthday
cake. Do you kind of try to convince yourself maybe it's just for you?
Just for me, because no one else is born on this exact same day, except for Meatloaf and Wilford Brimley.
Oh, Meatloaf. Ultra. Oh, Wilford Brimley?
Yep.
Yeah.
Someone sent me the diabetes song on Facebook today. Said happy birthday, diabetes.
I'd like to live in a world where we can mention Wilford Brimley and just think of the good things. Like his insistence upon us eating oatmeal.
Yeah.
Looking out for our hearts. Looking at, honestly, a guy who loves healthy choices.
Yeah.
Wilford Brimley.
He looks like he does.
He looks like he hasn't fucking even touched a piece of broccoli in his entire life.
Breakfast, time for a steak. But I also found out something very horrifying.
What's that?
Another person that shares my birthday that I didn't know until today. Like, I knew about Meatloaf for years. Actually, Google, I think I just found out, like, last year.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find this. There's born today. Fuck you, Google. Famous people born today, September 23rd. It's the 27th. You fucking fuck you and your technology. Better, you bastards. Okay, I'm sorry. Steve, who was born today?
A former rapper turned skateboarder.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The Small Wayne fellow.
What do you mean, Small Wayne fellow? You mean the master?
Lil Wayne.
He is the king of the freestyle. Lil Wayne, Dwayne Carter. It's just an amazing, amazing thing, Steve. So why are you so ashamed that he's born on your birthday?
Because I want no association with that hack.
He beats the pussy up.
Well, maybe he does.
I don't think that's his song, but I'm pretty sure he said it. I think anybody who's released a rap song after 2009... has said something about injuring pussy. So I don't think it's bad to say. So why don't we hear a lovely thing from your soulmate?
Did they?
Oh, sorry. The Lil Wayne.
Yeah, I dig. I dig Wayne.
Ground King, sorry. Now, cats really, really want to hear you spit, man. That's what they want.
Cats really do, man. In the studio alone, man.
This dude here is really leaning into me.
I don't even know how to rap.
Yep, same day. Same day, Steve. Today was a day of winners and creative thinkers.
Yeah.
September 27th. So that upsets you, that you share a day with Lil Wayne?
Yeah, I think that... And it wasn't even because a friend of mine, whenever it's anybody's birthday on Facebook, she always sends them the birthday sluts from Delisted, and they have a list of different people that are born on your birthday.
Oh.
And she sent me the list, and I'm like, oh, okay. And you know what? I didn't even realize Wilford Brimley was today until she sent me the diabetes song. So she sent me the list of the Delisted people, and then she sent me the Wilford Brimley song. So I'm like, all right, that's not bad. And she's like, oh, yeah, there's one more person, Lil Wayne.
Wow.
And I'm like, yo, you should have just stopped at Wilford Brimley. That wasn't that bad. That wasn't that bad. But you know who else shares my birthday?
No.
Shang Tsung.
What do you mean, Shang Tsung?
The guy that played Shang Tsung in the Mortal Kombat movies, Hiro Tokugawa.
You're really reaching here. You know what?
It's true.
Who gives a shit? I mean, unless we're going to have him on our show.
Guy's a legend.
I've never seen the Mortal Kombat movie. Steve, would you recommend seeing it?
You gotta take it like watching a sci-fi original movie.
Okay.
You know it's bad.
All right. But so, Steve, here's the thing. You are somebody who would watch that as if it were fine art. And you also cautioned me in watching this shit. I picture you as the type of person who fucking bought the soundtrack, the goddamn poster.
I do have the soundtrack.
Exactly.
The movie. Mortal Kombat!
Test your might. Isn't that the fucking song? I'm sorry, Steve.
It's a remix of all the Mortal Kombat 1 sounds. No, it's good. You know, there's some good techno on there.
I want to just hear it. Is that okay?
Utah Saints. Go for it.
Wait, you, there's an artist? I thought it was just Mortal Kombat theme.
No.
Yeah! Rhythm is a dancer, let the double dead go. You can feel it in the air. Little hands and mercy, bring your mind and turn up. You can feel it anywhere. No, I'm not doing that.
They remix people getting punched in the face.
That's the type of shit, like, Asians who always wear sunglasses would listen to it when they drive. They would always listen to that. Whether they're going to play cards at a casino or fucking bury a loved one, that would be the soundtrack of them driving anywhere. Just fucking hideous.
Yeah, but there actually was a band, Utah Saints, that did like 6 of the 12 songs on the track.
The Utah Saints.
Jesus, yeah, they. Christ. Yeah, and they got like most of their fame from doing the first Mortal Kombat album, like half of the songs.
I mean, is that fame? I mean, you're the only one who has that album. I'd love to see just. I wish we could get.
I'm sure that sold a million albums. I'm sure it went platinum.
All right, what the fuck is it? Mortal Kombat soundtrack.
The first movie. Second movie didn't even have a good soundtrack. Second movie's awful.
I didn't even know there was a second movie.
Yeah, there was a series, a live action series.
Let me see. Actually, Mortal Kombat soundtrack. Sales figures. All right. It's not helping here. Yeah, no. No.
They actually made 2 live action series, and the second one, the newest one, is actually really good. Michael Jai White is in it. He's Jackson Briggs.
George Clinton is on this fucking
soundtrack? No, he's not.
Of course he is. Fucking George S. Clinton. A Taste of Things to Come.
That's got to be a different George Clinton. That's why he's got the S there. Yeah. He's like, yo, I don't want to get sued.
That's why he has the S, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's some guy who plays a fucking electric flute or something. Some woodwind that has a fucking mic shoved down the middle of it.
Come on. You never bought a soundtrack to a movie just because you liked the movie?
No.
And, you know, that's when they
Oh, by the way, George S. Clinton did the score for a Cheech and Chong movie.
Nice.
But it was the Corsican Brothers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's one of the worst.
Of course. I remember, like, Comedy Central would play Up in Smoke and that one.
Oh.
They would play those two. And I saw Up in Smoke, I'm like, oh.
Up in Smoke was great.
It's not bad. Cheech and Chong. And I'm like, oh shit, another Cheech and Chong movie. And they're fucking sword fighting. Shit.
Yeah, that's how they got you. They played a good one, and then they're like, all right, well, another one. Let's watch this.
I think maybe if you were under the influence of something, it might be interesting. I have no idea how the fuck they're not even like they're fencing. It's not like they're swashbuckling. They're fucking fencing and speaking with accents. Like, not funny ones. Proper, like, Shakespearean bullshit.
Cheech is a smart guy.
The Corsican Brothers.
Don't underestimate Cheech. He won the Jeopardy celebrity tournament, the last one.
Oh, really?
Friggin' Cheech.
The celebrity Jeopardy tournament?
Yeah.
Don't they make the questions easier than when it's Teen Week?
No.
You know what I loved when I lived at home and my sister lived there too? She would watch Jeopardy and she would just be like turning on. It's like halfway through the episode and she'd just be nailing questions left and right, left and right. And all of a sudden I'm like, you know, these kids look a little fucking young. And then you see them go to commercial and it's like, yes, it's Teen Week. We have 4 eighth graders from all over the United States competing for the championship. It's just, and then like the next day or the next week or whatever, she not able to get so many questions.
Then it's Tournament of Champions.
She still says, what is photosynthesis? Every answer, just in case.
Oh, my God.
Just in case. What is the Pythagorean theorem? It's like about the Bible. She's just going with whatever you learned in fifth grade. Not that she's a dummy. She's not. She just really liked the teen week questions. And let's face it. You feel like a champ. You get 25 questions right in a row. God damn it.
And you feel really horrible when some kid runs the category.
What is the father of our country? What? Like, you're so fucking smug. Like, you never answer in the form of a question when you watch Jeopardy at home.
No.
But when you can be smug about the answer, you do that Groundhog's Day shit where you look over at the person next to you and go, "What is Lake Titicaca?" Boom!
Look, guy, just stare before the question even comes
yeah,
up.
Exactly.
Look over. That was one of the best parts of that movie, too. Memorizing that is, Jeopardy.
The thing is, you love Jeopardy. And
I love Jeopardy.
You watch it religiously.
I don't know about religiously, but it's probably one of my top three most watched shows of all time, I'd say.
You hung up on me because Jeopardy was on.
Yeah,
I mean, we brought
time.
That up before, but that means you're fucking hooked. All right? You're goddamn hooked.
I don't even know why we were talking at 7 o'clock.
I was getting out of work, and I was asking if you were ready to to talk, ready to prep, ready to... Like, okay, yeah, but not now. I gotta go. What? Jeopardy. Click.
Jeopardy, yeah.
Jeopardy. Click.
Can't be missed.
Fuck. God damn it. By the way, if any of you have people that are enjoying a birthday or you're enjoying one yourself, please buy yourself or your loved ones a gift at Amazon. Go to hearustalk.com/Amazon. Click our link, and you'll be taken to Amazon. It's that goddamn easy, okay? You go to our little hearustalk.com/Amazon and click a link to get there. And the act of doing that helps us. You get something great, something that you've had your eye on for quite some time. I don't know, a new Kindle, an iPad, something small. Maybe you want to rent a goddamn movie from Amazon Prime, streaming, whatever the fuck. You get something, and we get a small cut. And we get to spend it on equipment and funding events. By the way, the Olympics will be happening. It's not a game. It's not a game.
Oh, yeah?
Serious.
Have you
business.
Drawn anything up?
I have.
Nice.
I have several events planned.
Original events?
What do you mean original events? Yeah, the discus throw.
No. I'm saying something you've made up, something that is original, that's not a copy of another.
Well, look, I mean, some of them are games that are tried and true, but they're not actually Olympic games. I'm not gonna delve into this. This is something that we want to do. Clayton had a great time in New Jersey, apparently. I've heard that on his show on Bug Zapper Radio. They're live every Wednesday night. They were live last night. Did a great show.
But yeah, it was good.
Go to hearustalk.com. Subscribe. Listen, why don't you show up for their show and enjoy it as it happens? It's a beautiful thing. But if you can't, download it. He was saying how much of a joy it was to be in New Jersey and to see all of us and to see people with the word bro on their t-shirt. It was
that's Atlantic City. They sell those right on the boardwalk.
Oh, they fucking sell like ass shorts with the word YOLO printed on them.
Like, juicy.
You only live once. You have that on your ass cheeks to what? Entice somebody who's been contemplating raping somebody? Like, hey, you know what? You've been mulling it over. Why don't you give it a shot? You only live once.
And the amount of rape references when we were down there was astounding to me.
What do you mean, rape references?
Shawnee Murphy kept bringing it up.
Well, I mean, we were staying in the Rapesville portion of Atlantic City. So maybe
that's
it was on
saying.
His mind.
Yeah.
Like, our fucking hotel room, without a doubt, it was the type of room it would be dimly lit throughout a movie. Like, that would be the place you'd hide out. And then the fucking, all of a sudden, the lights would just slowly creep up and then flood the room through the shades. And then you'd hear a jiggle on the knob. That's the type of shit we were in, and it was real. It was fucking real. Nobody jiggled the knob. No lights were flooding through our fucking shit window, but I was on my toes. Didn't get too much sleep, let me tell you that. Good time, though. So, but next year, something more social. We're going to have the Olympic Games. There will be barbecuing. There will be competition. There will be medals. of some form awarded championships that will have to be defended. Do you understand, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
You pick your events, and you
is compete. Barbecuing going to be an event? Should be.
We'll see. I mean, you know what, Steve? You wanna take it up with Clayton, who's going to be the goddamn grill master?
See, the MC grill master?
He's from Texas. How could he fucking be dethroned?
I don't know. Just Memphis, Louisiana, sorts of barbecue in the South, not just Texas.
Oh no. We're not fucking slow cooking a shoulder.
I mean, Why not?
We'll do whatever, Steve. What would you do to challenge him in a barbecue cook-off? Now, barbecue, mm-hmm. by the way, I'm saying, and anything on a grill.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not suggesting that we get a fucking pit and a smoker and fucking have a goddamn, you know, I don't know. What would you even call that? Festival? I don't even know. A cook-off? I'm just saying we'll have a couple we'll get a couple of grills. And maybe whoever makes the best of whatever you're making, I don't give a shit.
I actually have a grill I could bring. A little portable one.
What, a hibachi? With a foil bottom?
No, it's like that?
I make the sickest chicken skewers. They're so good.
I'd say it's like a 3-foot wide.
I put them in peanut sauce.
It's not peanut. It's
I
peanuts.
Fucking hate people who say peanut. Nut. Believe
it's not
me.
Peanuts.
So I was at a wedding and they were serving a soup made from peanuts and they were calling it penis soup.
No.
What kind of soup is it? Oh, it's penis soup. No, thank you. You have salad. I'll take some salad.
You have a salad.
It's penis salad. Oh, I'm good with my napkin and water. Thank you. Yeah, peanut is makes me want to kill. It makes me want to choke somebody until they can say peanut. Peanut.
Nuts.
For Christ's sakes. Well, Steve, do you feel any older or any wiser? Do you, by the way, your gift from me is doing this show tonight.
Well, you know what? It's 12:05, so my birthday is over.
Well, guess who's giving you a gift? The day after as well. Has anybody given you a post-birthday gift, Steve? Because we're doing one right now. This show is my gift to you right now.
No. No one's given me a gift today.
Really?
No.
How many people responded to you on Facebook? I'm curious.
32.
How many of them do you talk to on a daily basis?
3 or 4.
That's why I don't like the birthday thing on Facebook.
Yeah, but it lets you be like facetiously, you know, caring about someone's birthday.
Like I've seen people just write the letter B.
B?
I've seen people that write birth, BIRF, or happy. But like it used to be, hey, happy birthday, Steve. Or happy birthday, Steve. No, now it's birth. Or just happy. I've seen someone write just the letter B.
No one did that to me.
I've seen it.
You know, I'm gonna double check.
And you know what?
Check now.
These people should just ignore it. If it's that much of a fucking effort to write more than one letter, you shouldn't click on the fucking birthday that you see. You just shouldn't. Click. Oh, here are your friends that are having birthdays. Click B. Enter. Daniel. Click B. Enter. Like, it means nothing to you. Why fucking bother? Remember, you know who it matters to, Steve? The people that remember the day. That's who it matters for, whatever.
You know the first person that said happy birthday to me was?
Who's that?
Me.
Yeah, actually,
happy birthday to me.
You did something that was a little awkward when you were you had texted me sometime after Clayton's show last night, I think around midnight, and you said, "Cool, I'm 33 now."
Yep.
Like you had to let me know that it was your birthday.
Like, yeah, nigga.
I mean, I was happy. I guess. I gave, oh, happy birthday. But it's a little weird to be like, it's my birthday, guys. It's my birthday. Hey. Oh, how you doing? I'm 33. A little weird. A little weird. I'm sorry, Steve.
I like putting people in awkward positions. It's a great thing. Let's see how people react.
Prone bone?
What?
Awkward positions? You never heard of the prone bone?
The prone bone? No.
Look it up. Google it right now. Prone, P-R-O-N-E, bone. Prone bone. And go to images. That's the prone bone. It's not that awkward.
Oh, my God.
There you go. You learned something new, Steve.
Well, I'm going to the Urban Dictionary definition.
What does it say? Please give us this.
Prone bone, the sex position in which the girl is laying flat, emphasis on laying completely flat on her belly with penis entry from behind. This position often enables the female to work the muscles in the region, resulting most likely in an over-pleasurable time for the man involved, thus causing premature ejaculation.
There you go.
Example, I nailed Lucy in prone bone last night.
No one would ever say that. If you're going to use prone bone and brag about fucking Lucy, you'd say I totally prone boned Lucy. You can use it as a verb. Prone bone. You prone boned her. I don't know. Steve, would you use it as a noun or a verb?
Gave her the prone bone or I pro boned her?
Yes.
I think a noun.
You gave her the old prone bone. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has gotten to a very awkward place that I had really no intention of going to. I wanted to be a little kooky by naming a sexual position, but I didn't expect you to not know what it was. Sorry, Steven.
Hey, you know, I guess I'm more innocent than I let on to be.
I guarantee you, you've seen clown porn. I bet you, you've seen something more hideous than I've seen. What is the fucking most depraved shit you've watched online in the category of pornography?
You know, like, there's weird stuff. You know, like, I don't watch any of the animation stuff. That's just not right. And I've never seen anything with animals. I mean, yeah, there's I don't know. I think most of it probably comes from Eastern Europe, where it's like some young kid and his mother like choking each other or something like that, and then it escalates. But I don't know. I don't think it's. I can't watch anything that's way too whacked out.
I'm not even suggesting something you've sought out, just something you've ambled across while navigating the internet.
I'm probably Goatsy. That's probably the worst.
I think that's everybody's worst.
I mean, I still haven't even seen Two Girls One Cup. Like, I know what it is. I've seen reaction videos to it. I just won't go and watch it. You know,
I don't get why the reaction is so terrible. Like, just like, I don't get why it's so amplified. I mean, someone's going to say, hey, I need your reaction to something.
I mean, it's people.
You have to expect that somebody's going to shit into a mouth. If someone says, hold on, I'm going to fix a camera on you and you watch this. You're going to be horrified. So you should brace yourself.
You know what horrifies me? That someone will go and show that to an elderly person.
That's true.
It horrifies me that that person is alive. And usually it's like a grandparent.
My favorite YouTube video, which I can't find anymore. I saw it once. It was like somebody's grandpa, and he was like 90. He was like really, really old, and he had like a trucker hat on sideways. He was holding like two whiskey bottles, and the video, all it consisted of was him holding. He's like in a wheelchair too, sitting down. He's holding up the whiskey bottles as though he has no idea why he's doing it, and wearing the hat as if he hadn't planned to do it, and all he's saying is, "Get crunk, nigga!" Obviously, some fucking low-life kid just said, "Okay, Grandpa, we're going to put this on your head." What the fucking... Hold on. Hold these two things. Read this card. get crunk, nigga. And that's all it was. 3 seconds of that. And I just tried to build the, after watching it, you try and build the, what led to that moment.
Yeah.
How they set it up.
Scary.
The prestige.
It's scary that there's people like those.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. The worst thing I ever saw, though, is something I guess that, not even worse, just the most bizarre. I mean, the worst thing I saw was somebody getting a fucking, their throat slit, and making a gurgling sound, like a boot on the dude's face, and someone taking a Rambo knife, the saw end of it, to his fucking neck, like, yeah, real, fucking terrible.
That was back in, like, the early YouTube days when anybody could just post anything.
That was
they had, like, the decapitation videos and stuff like that.
That was about a year into Napster when someone decided, what, we need to do Napster for every file. And then everybody just used it for pornography and videos. And I downloaded something that was like, I don't know, like Britney Spears blowjob or something like that. And I'm like, dude,
it totally wasn't.
Dude, this is going to be it. And it was a dude getting his fucking throat slit with a Rambo knife. It was pretty fucking horrendous. Absolutely pretty horrendous. But the weirdest thing was something that's called Clown Daddy. Have you seen this?
No.
Steve, just search for it. It's not even like sickening.
Oh my God.
It's not sickening. It's called Clown Daddy GIF. Clown Daddy GIF.
Clown Daddy Fail GIF?
Yeah, that works. It's just a bitch getting fucked from behind by a clown. She pulls her blindfold off and pauses, says, "Daddy?" Turns around and says, "Daddy," in horror. And then the clown is just fucking horrified at what he's done. And then the GIF loops again.
Oh, my God.
I have no idea if this... I mean,
be fake.
It has to have come from a real thing, right?
Yeah, but it's fake.
What do you mean? I mean, I know it's not a... Steve, I know it's not a real clown family crumbling in 2 seconds of internet video, but it was obviously taken from some production that's longer than 3 seconds. There has to be a DVD that contains this scene.
Well, yeah.
There are fucking extras and inflatable animals and shit. Like, I'm looking at this now. There's at least 4 to 5 other clowns just watching this girl get fucked on a fucking... on one of those blow-up balls that that new wave assholes sit on instead of chairs. Did I say new wave? I don't even know what that means.
Welcome to 1997.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know, Steve. I'm fading fast. I am not well. My bowels are in disarray. Does that sound terrible? I don't care. All day long, I've been shotgun blasting liquid shit and corn kernels.
Why are you eating corn when you're sick?
I haven't eaten corn in like a fucking 2 weeks. I had a corn cob fucking 2 weeks ago, and all this week I'm shitting out corn. There must have been shit that was just backed up, twisted itself into a pretzel, just broke down after some duress. Got fucking double barrel fired out of my ass.
Cyclone in your lower intestines, just recycling everything
just
back up.
Hideous. I swear to God, last night I shit out something that just it wasn't like shit shaped. It looked like when you leave a pumpkin on your doorstep for 2 months after Halloween. That brown disc with seeds in it. And just fucking slimy, and it's got some 16 textures to it. It almost looks like it's got its own skin. But it's all rotten. That's what I let out of my ass last night. And it was fucking hideous. And it's been all week. And I just feel like fucking shit. And I'm fading, Steve.
Fiber up.
You think I should fiber up? Maybe I'll do the Benefiber again. Start doing that.
No, don't do Benefiber. Get real fiber.
What do you mean?
Like roughage, you know, like greens and cereal.
What type of greens should I be eating for fiber?
Lettuce. Spinach, lettuce.
I've been eating peppers. Yeah. I've been eating peppers, celery. I've been eating cucumbers, carrots.
No, that shit turns to... Well, carrots don't, but all that other stuff turns to mush.
I ate so much fucking grapefruit a couple days ago that I shit out whole pieces of grapefruit. Undigested grapefruit came out of me.
Like chew. Chew more.
It was floating. Like, I drank it. And it the fucking, like, the segments. You know, the little individual juice capsules, those little citrus juice vessels just the floating in the water after I shit. Listen, I don't mean to turn on the ladies. I apologize. But, yeah, it was hideous. Absolutely hideous. And I don't feel good, Steve. I wish you a happy birthday and all. But and also, I apologize to the listeners for missing on Tuesday and for putting it off and putting it off. We were going to do the show yesterday. We were going to do the show today. And then 10:30 rolls around. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm up to it. I took a nice, healthy shit, and I figured I can make my way through. And here we are. So I apologize. We'll try not to miss a show. And if we do, we'll try to have something for you. We know that Heroes Talk hasn't really been the bastion of activity that it should be. But, you know, with people like Clayton putting out a show every week.
And, or two, possibly.
Yeah. There are some developments. And we do our best to try and do that. And I think Best in Show's working on getting it together. And I think Geeks of Rage is working as hard as they can with the time they have. So we're doing what we can. And I thank all of you for being patient with us. We haven't given up. We love it. And we'll continue to do it as long as we enjoy it. And believe me, I fucking enjoy it. Steve, do you enjoy doing shows? Let me ask you.
Yes.
Would you consider doing extracurricular shows?
Absolutely.
Do you have any concepts for a new series that you would like to do? Perhaps you run your own show. Would you ever want
to
do that?
I was about to say, maybe I'll do my own show.
You would do that.
If I took the time, and I think if I put like the thought that Clayton puts into his shows, because I got to say, Clayton does a really good show, Bug Zapper Radio.
It's the type of show that makes you feel like you wish you fucking thought those things.
Yeah,
you're like, well, God fucking damn it.
Well, it's the show that
is the shit.
You realize you do think those things, but you just can't conceptualize it. And he does. He puts it into like it's like story time.
Yeah.
There's a beginning, a middle, and an end, and the end references the beginning, and it all ties together well. And it's a great show.
And let's face it.
I really, really do love Clayton's show.
He's got the best theme song going, too, by the way. Little Hank Williams. Never hurt anybody. Except for most of the alcoholic South. anyway.
And many animals that came under the guns of those Southern alcoholics.
Yeah. So, Steve, did you have anything you'd like to go over before we work our way on out of this fucking episode?
No, I think I got my points across.
I think so, too. I think you should enjoy the remainder of your evening, even though it's not officially your birthday. It's still your birthday until you go to sleep, Steve. So keep that in mind. You could stretch this. You could stretch this into a few days.
See, actually, I wasn't born until 8:55 p.m., so technically the time between 8:55 p.m. yesterday until 8:55 p.m. today is...
That is 24 hours after your birth. Technically, a day of you being alive. So you have until 8:55 p.m. tomorrow to be a selfish fuck. Right. And after that, I expect you to get your shit together and to do something for someone else. Steve, perhaps maybe you encourage others to do things for themselves.
I always do. Like, even when it's not my birthday.
Like maybe buy something.
On Amazon.
Encourage them to use their own money and spend it on themselves. Selfishness is a virtue. HeroesTalk.com/Amazon. Click on the link to Amazon from our site and buy something that you've had your eye on. And you know what? Invite someone over who's not in a position to buy something for themselves and just say, oh, hold on. I have to finish this thing. Go to HeroesTalk.com/Amazon. They're like, what are you doing? Say, hold on. You click the link. You start looking for things that you like. Say, oh, what do you think of, an iPad? And they're like, oh, I wish I could get one. Add to cart. Oh, have you ever heard of, like, a MacBook? Is that a, Well, yeah, I mean, it's a good laptop. I'm like, well, if you were going to get a laptop, would you get a MacBook? Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't have the money. Add to cart. You know what? Why are you adding all these things to your cart? Purchase. Thank you. Right into their face. And then and then you know what you do. You gift wrap it and then leave instructions that you write out in front of this person that just says, for me, not you. Ha ha. Sorry. Love me. And then click purchase. Put your card info in there. Buy it. It'll ship right to your house. You'll get the shit. Call them over when you get it. Say, I got some packages. I'm not sure what's in them. And then you open it up and you start playing with it. When they ask to fucking borrow it, you say no. And you never speak to them again. End that friendship. When they ask to touch your new shiny things, you get something, you lose a friendship that you've been trying to get rid of, and we get a small kickback. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. I really appreciate it. This is the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. Go to facebook.com/the DJ New Style Show and like us and tell your friends about us. If you enjoyed the show, why not pass it along? This and all the other shows on heroestalk.com. Including Best in Show, Geeks of Rage, and Bug Zapper Radio. And also, if you're into some sports, check out the Davey Mac Sports Show. Davey Mac Sports Program. He's a good man, and he's got some good people around him, and he's doing good things. Thank you very much for listening. Steve, is there anything you'd like to say?
Yes.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Baby, give it to me.
Go suck banana. Fuck you.